Imagine Momcast Daily.
When we were homeschooling, I used to take the kids to homeschool co-op, and we'd been to a couple of them, two or three of them, when the kids were younger. And we really liked all of them a lot, and we met some really great people. But the thing about it was that the co-ops were always kind of far away, and so when you would meet people, it was really hard to really connect with them in a way that was meaningful, because you only saw them like once a week for, you know, a few weeks. And so that's when my friend Audra and I decided that we would start a homeschool co-op in our community. And we started that co-op with just an idea. It was just the two of us, and we kind of just pulled together a few families that we, like there was like two or three maybe that we kind of knew. I know there was at least one or maybe two that we really didn't hardly even know, but they were interested. And so our first semester, we actually met at my house around my kitchen table, and all the kids were just all in the one class, you know, and it was like probably like kindergarten through, oh, maybe like eighth grade. And so we did classes that kind of fit, you know, that would work for everyone. Like I remember my friend Laura, she's an electrician. She came over and taught us, she did a whole class on electricity. So she would come every week and teach about electricity. And I think we did an art class, and we used like an online artist to do the art class. I can't remember all the classes, but it just started at our kitchen table. And now it's actually grown. We've been in like several different buildings since then, and now there's like 150 people in it. I'm not even there anymore, but it's still going, and it's still really helping a lot of people. But the point that I'm trying to make is that we needed help. Like, we could have homeschooled by ourselves, but it would have been so much more tough. And it was so awesome to be able to go every week and to meet and to be with other moms who are, and parents who are homeschooling, and for the kids to meet other kids, and for us to basically just do this, you know, homeschooling life together. And we need that as moms, like no matter what you're doing, whether you're homeschooling or public schooling or whatever schooling, or your kids are out of school or whatever, you need other moms to do life with. You need other Christian women to do life with. And so I hope that you'll keep that in mind, and that you'll make it a priority to get with Christian women who can encourage you in your walk with Jesus, in your marriage, in your family, in your work life, to exercise or whatever it is. So make sure you join if you can, and I know you can. Tomorrow, January 10th, we start our Gratitude and Awesomeness Challenge. And this is one of those things where you can join in with other Christian women and report your thankful things from the day before, three of them, and three of your wins from the day before, because it's so important that we encourage each other and stick together and help each other through this crazy mom life. So look for a post tomorrow. Make sure you, from me, make sure you report those gratitudes and wins. And you can also go to imaginemom.com/challenge to sign up to get a meme and an inspirational verse straight to your phone once a day to encourage you during this 21-day challenge. So do that. Connect. It's super important.
Don't forget to join us on Facebook groups at Imagine Mom. Starts with an E. E-M-A-G-I-N-E-M-O-N. Have a great day, y'all. See you tomorrow.